Our next special guest has quite a story to share. Benny Esquerda. He arrived as a child to Toronto from Bogota, Colombia, as a political refugee with his parents. He is involved in an incredible project called New Tradition Music that fuses spoken word and hip-hop's cultural expressions together with Colombian Afro-Indigenous Música de Gaita, two-time Juno-nominated multi-instrumentalist lyricist, a man of many hats. Benny, welcome to the Jukebox.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure, yeah. You have quite a story to share. Can't wait to hear about how you put on so many hats, including multi-instrumentalist, spoken word, you're a poet, you're an arts educator, you're doing terrific things for our community, a community worker. Tell us how it all started. How long have you been in Toronto now? What was your background growing up like in Colombia?
Yeah, so I've been in Toronto for 30 years. And I come from a family of arts educators and human rights activists who did a lot of work in Bogota, traditional Muisca territory, also known as Bacata. Bacata is the original name. And my parents, you know, my mother, a dancer, my father, an actor, they did a lot of work in the outskirts of Colombia, just bringing the arts to different communities. So I grew up in that context, seeing the power of music in the building of communities. And, you know, eventually because of their human rights and social activist work, once I arrived here, it was the arts that I gravitated towards in order to be able to understand, you know, everything and to be able to really feel at home in a place that wasn't home yet. That's how I began to, you know, to learn how to play instruments and became a member of hip hop culture first through dance, through breaking, also known as breakdancing. Then the other forms of expression within hip hop culture, like MCing, which is also known as rapping, spoken word. And eventually I began to build my own sound and still maintain music with a strong message. And then during that time, I also began to do a lot of community work in my community where I live, which is Jane and Finch in the northwestern part of Toronto. And I began to do a lot of work in community studios, bringing music to artists that couldn't afford to have mentorship and equipment. So kind of a full circle, same thing that my parents were doing in Colombia. I began to do the same.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, here we are, a full circle. And I love the flow from your childhood and how you're recreating that childhood here in Jane and Finch in Toronto, bringing this beautiful, these incredible interactive virtual experiences, storytelling, beat-making workshops to schools all across Ontario. Phenomenal. Now, you've also been the laureate of the 2020 Ontario Arts Foundation. Congratulations, Arts Educator Award. That was 2021. Also a finalist for the Toronto Arts Foundation's Community Arts Award. Also curious, did you actually take music lessons when you were growing up in Colombia, or you mentioned that you later went back to learn those traditional instruments?
In Colombia, I never took formal music lessons. It was more things that I picked up by ear. But without knowing, I was learning a lot about music through dance and just by being exposed to it. But it wasn't until I arrived to Toronto that I began to take lessons in elementary school.
And
that's how I began my formal, you know, I guess, education in music.
Your music has a very characteristic sound. It's phenomenal to put this together, the spoken word, the Colombian Afro-Indigenous roots. Now, your latest series of albums called New Tradition, A New Tradition, are almost like what you say, but like almost like Back to the Future. You're working with an ancient, futuristic Creole language. How did that come about? It's so interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said earlier, I'm very interested in traditional music, but also contemporary music. So that is a very strong part of the concept of my albums. And the albums take place in a post-apocalyptic future where mm-hmm. I imagine a language that's a creole of ancient languages, but also current and futuristic languages. So there are news reporters that speak this language, and I was able to kind of piece together a language almost like Spanglish, but also incorporating Cree, incorporating Anishinaabe, incorporating mm-hmm. Lengua Palenquera from Colombia. And those are the narrators that are heard throughout the two latest albums, and they're kind of narrating how, you know, artifacts were found by scavengers in the future those artifacts are from the present that we're living now, and they find the record, and then they play the record, and it's the songs, and that's how kind of the album starts. So the two
wow.
albums are concept albums, and they take place in the post-apocalyptic
right.
future, and you know, the songs kind of they're played throughout with that concept.
Right, right. My special guest here has been Benny Esguerra, who is performing at the Collingwood Music Festival Saturday, July 15th, fusing spoken word, cultural expressions, Colombian Afro-Indigenous heritage. Not to be missed, this event. It's called New Tradition Music. And Benny, tell us a little bit about some of these Colombian instruments you've discovered and unearthed.
Yeah, so I play a flute that is, it's thousands of years old. It's made out of charcoal and wax. The mouthpiece is the quill of a duck's feather, and the body is a cactus. And it comes from the world's tallest coastal mountain in Colombia, in present-day Colombia, which is called Sierra Nevada. And in this mountain, there are five indigenous nations, the Kogi, Ika, Wiwa, Kankwamu, Arawako, the original nations that have played this flute. It comes from, or the music that comes from this flute is known as cumbia, which is popular all over the world now.
Oh, so yeah, especially after Encanto. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, you hear these instruments in movies like Encanto. And then the drums that are played with it have their origins in West Africa, specifically the Congo and Central Africa. So the two ensembles, the flute ensemble and the drum ensemble, came together in the 16th century. That's the music that I study, and that's the music that I perform, and is the music that is at the core of my compositions.
Well, we can't wait to hear you live here in Collingwood Saturday, July 15th. It's an afternoon show at First Presbyterian. Mark your calendar, Saturday, July 15th. Get your tickets at collingwoodfestival.com. That's collingwoodfestival.com. Box office number 705-416-1317. We are super excited. It's called New Tradition Music, featuring Benny Esguerra and his crew. He's a two-time Juno-nominated multi-instrumentalist and lyricist. New Tradition Music delivers an urgent call for justice, environmental healing, respect for ancestors and land treaties, through a very interactive multi-arts performance. Benny, thank you so much for taking the time and just giving us a teaser of what we can expect at this event. Good luck to you, and see you soon up here in Collingwood.
Yes, thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone out there.